Good morning, this is Mark Bull with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, December 16th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny at 586 and three quarters, March wheat down a penny and a half, 754 and a half, and Jan beans up 11 and three quarter cents at 1274 and a quarter. We did have one export sale here today, 20,000 metric tons of bean oil to India. This is now the fifth or sixth day that we haven't seen anything out of China and very little activity. The weekly export sales were good on the wheat, a marketing year high, 651. So maybe we're starting to see a little bit of business shift to the U.S. Corn number very strong, 2.7, 1.95 for this year and 754 for next year. That pretty much encompasses most of that Mexican purchase from the other day. So, you know, it's a big number and it's a healthy number. The beans, unfortunately, not so good, 1.3. They were looking for 1.6 to 1.7, so a little bit down there. But the beans have been strong here the last couple of days. I think as much off of the dryness in southern Brazil and in Argentina. We keep hearing these stories about Rio Grande do Sul losing 1 million to 2 million metric tons of beans. So I think that's an issue, and that's helping support the bean market. I really think net, when it's all said and done, Brazil still has a pretty good chance of making a record crop out here, particularly if they get some rains in the south. Don't forget, it's awful early in the growing season down there. It's like third week in June for us, so there's an awful long way to go. They've just finished planting all the beans, so I think we've got some time here. The dollar is now 62 ticks right now at 95.86. That should give people a little bit more courage to step up and buy something out here. It's still way too high, but at least looks like we've got a little bit of a top here temporarily, and maybe that dollar price can come down. Metals are strong. Silver's up 80. Gold's up 24. So I think that could support these markets somewhat out here today. The wheat market, I'm surprised it's acted as bad as it has the last few days. We've got these 65-mile-an-hour winds blowing through Kansas, Nebraska into Missouri, Illinois, and all the tornadoes we've seen. This doesn't make for a good winter wheat crop, in my opinion. But the market doesn't seem too concerned about it for the time being. But I think on a lower opening sometime in the first 15 minutes or so, the pros will look to buy some wheat this morning. The crush figure again yesterday was pretty weak on the beans. It was 179 and change, well below what they were looking for. You would have thought that would have put some pressure on the beans, but it really didn't. What it did was rally the bean oil, and that's what took beans up yesterday. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but overall, I would say with the weather being dry, depending on, you know, if the funds want to rebalance or not, I think the move today is probably toward the high side. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.